Please call the roll.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Here.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Hanna.
Here.
Mr. Horton.
Here.
Mrs. Lando.
Here.
Ms. Latimer.
Here.
Join Mr. Mayo. Mr. Malter.
Here.
Mr. Mullen.
Here.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Potter.
Here.
Mr. Roush.
Here.
Here. Ryan.
Here. Here.
Mr. Shu.
Here.
Mr. Swaphammer.
Here.
Mr. Van Castle.
Here.
Mr. Van Atten.
Here. All right, we have a quorum. Mr. Swackhammer will lead us in the invocation. Mr. Potter in the Pledge of Allegiance, and please remain standing for two memoriams that we will be reading.
Let us pray. Well, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for these United States of America and those who are defending the freedom. We just pray for each one of the families. We thank you for this time, this springtime, that we could just enjoy the new work of the flowers and things of that nature. We pray for those who lost loved ones in the past a few weeks. We just pray that you may be with each of the families. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I almost sat down.
The death of our former colleague, John S. Walsh, who passed away on March 23, 2021, is acknowledged by this legislature with deep sadness. John was born on September 10, 1940, in Hempstead, New York, to John and Evelyn Walsh. He graduated from SUNY Farmingdale with studies in construction theory, automobile technology, torch welding, and aviation ground school. Over the course of his life, he owned and operated his own gas station garage in Bethpage, New York, and was a first-class lineman for the Long Island Lighting Company. In 1971, he relocated to Canona, New York, and established his own motorcycle business, John Walsh Sales Incorporated, until 1989. John was a founding member of the Canona Volunteer Fire Department. He worked for the Steuben County Public Works Department from 1992 to 1997 and was head mechanic for SUNY Geneseo from 2000 to 2004. In 2004, John was elected as Steuben County Legislator representing the residents of District 7 in Wheeler, Fremont, Avoca, and Howard. During his tenure on the legislature, John served as a member of the Agriculture, Industry, and Planning Committee, the Public Safety and Corrections Committee, the Rules Committee, the Administration Committee, the Finance Committee, and the Human Services Committee. He was also Vice Chair of the Health and Education Committee. In addition to his service as a Steuben County Legislator, he served on the Wheeler Town Board. John served with honor and distinction and represented the legislature with dignity and professionalism throughout his 8 years of service. He will be fondly remembered
Join the meeting.
As a servant who was generous to his community with his time, talents, and support. He will be sadly missed by all who knew.
Join the meeting.
The members of the Steuben County Legislature respectfully move that the above memoriam be spread upon the minutes of this meeting, and the clerk of the legislature shall forward a copy of this memoriam to his wife, Susan, and his children, Colleen, Sean, Gwen, John W., and Andrew, as an expression of the sympathy felt by this legislature on the passing of their loved one. In memoriam, Eleanor Beth Clark. The death of our former colleague, Eleanor Beth Clark, finally known as E-Beth, who passed away on April 13, 2021, is acknowledged by this legislature with deep sadness. Beth was born on May 12, 1931 in Alder, Montana, to Emerson and Hazel Bryce Stone. In 1953, she graduated near the top of her class from Montana State College with a degree in bacteriology. Following graduation, she moved to Oakland, California in 1950, and in 1959 married the love of her life, Robert C. Clark. best served as a Steuben County legislator representing the residents of the town of Bath in District 3 from 1980 to 1993. During her tenure on the legislature, Beth held leadership positions as chair of the Public Health Committee, chair of the Health and Education Committee, chair of the Administration Committee, vice chair of the County Treasurer Committee, vice chair of the Veterans Services Committee, vice chair of the Public Relations Committee, and vice chair of the Finance Committee. She also served as a member of the Planning Committee and the Appropriations Committee. Beth also proudly represented Steuben County on the Inter-County Association of Western New York from 1982 to 1993, serving as president of the 19-county organization in 1984. Beth will be remembered as a member of the legislature who was always fair-minded. She considered the impact of her decisions on all the residents of the county, not just the few. She worked tirelessly to find balance in the most difficult of situations. She was a dedicated public servant who was generous to her community with her time, talents, and support. She will be sadly missed by all who were blessed enough to know her. The members of the Steuben County Legislature respectfully move that the above memoriam be spread upon the minutes of this meeting, and the clerk of the legislature shall forward a copy of this memoriam to her children, Elaine, David, Laura, and Charles, as an expression of the sympathy felt by this legislature on the passing of their loved one.
Thank you. So many committees back then. Wow.
All right, comments by members of the public.
Any members of the public wishing to speak at this time?
Okay, moving on. Adoption of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried. Reports of standing committees. Reports of special committees. Reports of any county officers. Any announcements? Yes.
We've been getting a couple complaints from people on the Zoom side of the meetings. Please, if you would please, because they're hearing the rustling of the papers, if your mics are not off, turn them off when you're not speaking, please. So the red light means that your mic is on.
And
is that what I just said?
Yeah, red means on.
Red means on.
Yep. Yeah, theirs are different from ours.
It's different.
Yeah. Ours, yeah. And also for anyone that missed out this Friday, there will be a grand display at Turtle Beach, and our own legislator, Miss Fitzpatrick, will be doing a big dive.
Yes, and if you recall, that is for fundraising for youth organizations. 100% of the money goes to those youth organizations that apply for the funding. So it's a great cause. I know it's been a tough year, but we need to move the tradition forward. I was supposed to jump last year, and because of the pandemic, it was put on pause. So we're not on pause anymore. So let's move forward. Let's show them that we can pull it together as a community and continue to raise funds for our local youth.
Very good. All right, nothing else. We'll move to the general orders of the day. Would the clerk please read Resolution 1?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Matters pertaining to county real property tax sales, corrections of assessments, property taxes, and other real property acquisitions and dispositions.
Second.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Resolution 1 is passed. The clerk, please read Resolution 2.
Introduced by Mr. Van Atten. Receiving and accepting the April 26, 2021 communications log as prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second.
Any questions? I just had one. New York State Division of Budget notification of approval of fiscal year 21 raise the age county plan. I didn't realize we had to submit a plan each year.
Yeah, and it doesn't really change much. It's just estimated costs. And yeah, that was another one that they put in that if you don't submit it and implement it, they'll withhold funding from you. So it's just a certification that we're complying essentially.
Okay. All right. All in favor, make a note by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The clerk, please read Resolution 2-3.
Introduced by Mr. Malter. Presenting local law tentatively number 1 for the year 2021, amending the Steuben County Charter, establishing the position of Director of Public Safety.
Second.
Any questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Resolution 3 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 4.
Introduced by Ms. Latimer. Presenting local law tentatively number 2 for the year 2021, authorizing 12 and 13-year-old licensed hunters to hunt deer with a firearm or crossbow during hunting season with the supervision of a licensed adult.
Second. Any comments? Mr. Swackhammer.
So they still have to take the safety class and so on and so forth.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you.
Anymore, that's online.
No,
they've been doing online for the past year, and it's gone well, but you don't get the hands-on safety training with the gun, unfortunately. Yeah. Any other questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 4 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 5.
Introduced by Mr. Malter. Authorizing the sheriff to accept a donation from Corning Incorporated.
Second.
Second.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Resolution 5 carries. An official thank you to Corning Incorporated for helping public safety across the county if everyone accepts these. Will the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Mr. Shue and Mr. Swackhammer, authorizing a contingent fund transfer for the Board of Elections audit with Bonadio.
There a second?
Second.
Any questions? Not. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes. Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes. Resolution 6 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Closing the Mobility Management Capital Project and transferring all 2020 appropriations and financial transactions to the General Fund.
Your second. Any questions? If not, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes. Resolution 7 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 8.
Introduced by Ms. Latimer. Accepting the New York State Septic System Replacement Fund Grant.
Second. Any questions?
How is this distributed? Who applied? Do they just apply or?
Yeah, so it's funding.
Matt, can you go to a microphone?
So this would be funding from Environmental Facilities Corp. This is reimbursable grants for that cover up to 50% of the cost of a septic replacement. This is targeted water bodies, Smith Pond and Juanita Lake. So any septic system within 250 feet of either of those water bodies, they would apply for the funding, and then the county would then apply for reimbursement for those grant funds from EFC.
Thank you.
No other questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Resolution 8 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 9.
Introduced by Mr. Malter and Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing a transfer from General Fund Unassigned Fund Balance to the Black Creek Security Management System Capital Project.
Second.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Resolution 9 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 10.
Introduced by Mr. Malter and Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing the contract to upgrade the Black Creek Security Management System.
Second.
Any questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Join the meeting.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Resolution 10 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 11?
Introduced by Mr. Shue and Mr. Swackhammer, amending the county's share of the cost relative to the tax certiorari proceeding in the town of Caton.
Second.
Any questions?
I do have a question.
Yes.
How many times can they apply? Every time the valuation is changed, can they?
I think every tax year they can.
Well, it usually ends up in these tax cert cases, there's usually a settlement term as far as this applies back and forward. So the forward, by default, my recollection is 3 years. You can't after you filed. This one's different in that it's a closed oil and gas well. So right. This would not come back up. This is going to get resolved with this appraisal that you're authorizing.
But isn't this the second time?
This is what happened is it was presented earlier and the appraisal came in higher than we got authority for last time because of the nature of it. It's a specialized, so it's a little bit more money couple hundred dollars more than what you approved.
Right.
So it's for that couple hundred dollars.
But I think what Mr. Swackhammer is referring to is a couple years ago.
Right.
This came up because it was an issue. It's actually a natural gas transmission pump station. And the town had originally assessed the value of the equipment and building and land. And they fought that the equipment in there should not be part of the assessed value. Okay. So we've dealt with this one before. Yeah.
And I think what happened is it was still at some functioning level that time because it's based on the functioning level. And now it's a closed site. Yep. So this should be the final time.
So this should be the final time. Correct. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Sparatella.
Yes.
Mrs. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Resolution 11 carries. Please read Resolution 12.
Introduced by Mr. Malter, authorizing the county manager to enter into an intermunicipal agreement with the New York State Department of Transportation.
Second.
Any questions? Not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fairitella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Resolution 12 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 13.
Introduced by Mr. Malter and Mr. Shue, authorizing the reclassification of one assistant district attorney position, grade H, to a senior assistant district attorney position, grade I.
Second.
Any questions? Not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Sparatella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
No.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
I'm with Swag on this one. Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes. Resolution 13 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 14.
Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella and Mr. Shue, authorizing the reclassification of one public health coordinator position, grade 16, to a deputy public health director position, management grade 8, or J.
Second. How do we go from Roman numerals to alphabet?
It's a union position, was a union position, the public health coordinator, so that's the CSEA grading,
okay,
to a management position, and that's the, we didn't think about that.
Mr. Mullen.
Yeah, I was just curious about how the, how the salary range compared to other deputy positions. It struck me as high, but I was wondering.
It's a little higher. I would say it's on the higher side for a deputy, but it's in line with a deputy that is in a department where it's maybe hard to recruit. In this position, ideally, you'd be looking for someone who has a nursing background or medical background as well. And right now, we're just not getting that because the goal in speaking with Darlene is to help utilize this person to supervise the nursing staff, which is what the public health coordinator position was. And we've recruited for that for a long time and really haven't gotten anything. So due to that function, I'd say it's a little bit higher, but in line with the higher or the harder to recruit deputy positions.
Any other questions? The clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Resolution 14 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 15.
Introduced by Mr. Shue. Authorizing the reclassification of one vacant senior typist position, grade 6, to a senior account clerk typist position, grade 10, in the Office of the Risk Manager.
So moved.
Any questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes. Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Resolution 15 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 16.
Introduced by Mr. Malter and Mr. Shue, amending the management salary plan relative to the deputy director position within the Office of Emergency Services.
Second.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Horton. Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Resolution 16 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 17?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols. Waiving the established tip fees for roadside cleanup weeks for local municipalities.
Second.
Second.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Resolution 17 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 18?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Filling a vacancy on the Steuben County Traffic Safety Board.
Second.
Any questions or other volunteers? By acclamation, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Are we going to, or can we not group them?
You can if you'd like.
Would anyone like to make that a motion?
Second. Exactly.
Okay, we'll do 19 first then.
Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella. Memorializing the governor and New York State legislature to support allocating unrestricted resources to local health departments to fortify the provision of core public health services and prepare for implementation of expanded public health mandates.
So,
your second?
Sorry.
Second.
All right, Mr. Mullen.
Yeah, my question is whether we're requesting state money.
Be able to expand our public health department, or are we requesting money to fill mandates that they're already putting in place?
I can answer that. This is Darlene. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. No, this is, it's the latter, just to, because the plan was for cuts. So it's just current existing programs and mandates that we would like to continue to be funded.
Okay. Just for the record on my vote, I'm not in favor of further expanding the department, but I, based on that, I'm okay with voting for this. I didn't quite understand from reading it. So
I've got a question too. It seems like the resolution has to do with the response. It's all about the response to the COVID-19. And then we've thrown this thing about regulated, legalized cannabis. What's the purpose of throwing the cannabis thing in there? And how does that add to the resolution?
This was taken from NYSAC. These public health ones were resolutions that the Association of Counties passed. And believe it's more of a guess, but in the development of the resolutions during the virtual NYSAC conference is when it looked like, or when the deal was struck for cannabis legalization. And the theory is that there's going to be more impetus on the local public health department for education, outreach, other types of service responses.
Yeah. To me, it just seems like it's out of place, and I'd make a motion to remove that paragraph from the resolution. It just seems like a sort of an appendage to something that otherwise is concentrating on an imminent issue.
Darlene had a...
So I think the thought, I mean, Jack is correct about why it was included, and the thought is that with the legalization, there's going to be public health responsibilities around it. So I believe that that's why it was included, because you know, that will also be, you know, essentially an unfunded mandate.
So Mr. Mayo made a motion to strike that paragraph. Is there a second? Motion fails for lack of second. Right. Are there any other questions on this memorialization? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 20, 21, and 22. Is there a motion to combine those and the reading as well?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Okay.
I have a question on 22.
I have one on 21.
Okay. Anyone for 20?
Going once. Going twice.
You got to read them first.
I'll read them all. Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella, memorializing the governor and New York State legislature to restore state funding to local health departments for rabies human post-exposure prophylaxis.
Need a motion. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 20 carries.
Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella, memorializing the governor and New York State legislature to expand vaccination access and reporting for New Yorkers.
I'll move that.
Second. The question?
So, Hilda, this is Hilda. I'm not going to vote in favor of this. I don't think that we should mandate that young children going to daycare must have a flu vaccination. I disagree with that.
Does it say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed it.
It's the last.
Licensed daycare providers. If they go to, I have a 2-year old, not even a 2-year old nephew, grandson, and I don't want him to be vaccinated with the flu, against the flu.
I'll move to remove that from the provision, from the resolution.
So there's actually two bullets. The last two bullets refer to that.
Yeah.
Need to vote on the amendment. Has it even been tested for the children that young to be vaccinated?
This is
This is flu. All right. I was thinking. Sorry.
Do you want to amend your motion, Mr. Mullen, to include both bullets?
Yes.
Is there a second, Mr. Horton? All in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay, those are struck. Any other questions on the remainder of the resolution or memorialization? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The amended memorialization passes. Number 22.
Introduced by Ms. Latimer. Supporting the Finger Lakes National Heritage Area designation.
Second.
Any questions on that?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Is there any land restrictions or personal restrictions as far as?
No.
No, I asked that to the when the presenter presented it in AIP. There are none. My concern was like they do with National Historic Registry,
right.
You know,
yeah.
That it's going to start limiting the use of lands. And he said, no, it has nothing like that.
And I can just see it starting to multiply.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
From the presentation we got, there's no restrictions. There's not going to be any downside to this resolution. What we want to support the Finger Lakes designation for is mainly for economic development. You get your fingers into a whole lot of pots of money for future economic development by joining us.
Any other questions? This is also by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 22 carries. We do have three items for executive session.
One related to collective bargaining, two would be proposed acquisition, sale, disposition.
Before we go into that, I have a question either from you or Darlene on what are the limitations the state still has in place and when will any be lifted as far as public meetings, Zoom, remote meetings, that type of thing.
So the executive order allowing for remote meetings is still being continued.
May
6th, then it, who knows?
It'll probably go again.
Yeah, who knows? The limitation indoors is 150 people unvaxxed or 150 people not tested. If you test, you can have more. For something like this, you wouldn't be doing testing for a meeting, but they have to be socially distanced. So 150 social distance.
Okay.
So
is the DMV still only up to May 6th as well?
They keep, well, but they, I don't know what the date on that is because they're all different dates, but they keep extending that against our objections just because it's a money grab because it's driving people online. So we are required to do appointments only.
I mean, you've been able to walk into Walmart for the past year, but you can't go to a DMV.
And pretty much everything else is open.
Mr. Horton.
I have a question on Jack's wording on that, where you said allowing us to do Zoom. So it's not mandatory. I mean, we could open this back up if we wanted to, up to 150 people.
No. Yeah, no. Zoom is not allowed normally. So what happened last March is that you could go virtual. So we still have caps on how many people can be in a room based on the size. So basically they've extended the right to use Zoom. And we know a little bit sooner, it used to be like the day of or the day before. So now it's through May 6th. We should know by the end of this week because they're extending them a little faster where we are for May's meetings. We should know this week.
I just wanted to make sure that this wasn't a choice that we could change to have it open back up.
No, right. So you would still have to have the Zoom because, I mean, if you look at this room to keep people 6 feet apart, you could add, I mean, maybe another dozen or two people in here, maybe.
A lot of it's with the public comments. Mm-hmm. That's where it comes in so that they can comment from Zoom instead of having to be present.
Does being vaccinated change any of these numbers?
Not
or anything?
As of this moment, no.
I actually think, I'm sorry, I'll get to you.
Yes.
I actually think whether they, you know, change the meeting laws going forward to allow for virtual, it's actually good even internally for like department heads who don't have to leave their office and come over here to call in. They can monitor the meeting. They can answer any questions we have. They're not voting on anything, so they could still provide information remotely.
That's what would change would be the members who are attending virtually would not be able to, well, that'd be, they'd have to publish where they are viewing. I mean, that whole mess.
Yeah.
But yeah, other people attending, it seemed to work pretty well.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if they finally do reopen it, I almost think we should leave a remote access to people that want to monitor it. And
if we're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes, I've been contacted by the members of the title companies that are doing their research in the clerk's office, and they've requested to have full access to the building. And I know that there's some concerns about that, but if we're allowed to remain socially distant, I guess my question would be what is holding up allowing that access, especially considering the fact that real property has still been going like crazy and our mortgage tax collections have been great.
I received the same letter, and that's been my conversation with the county clerk. Is it's a small room, but if people can remain 6 feet, wear a mask, you know, they know the risk potentially of quarantine, just like everyone does when you go into any space. You know, there's always that potential. That has been my discussion, is, you know, if you can ensure that, then, you know, but there might reach a point that someone, you know, it would have to be cut off so that room's not filled with 15 people or something like that. You know, people still have to keep some distance, but having all the computers and the different books in use, if they can remain socially distanced, that's what I've been talking with the county clerk about.
Sure. Now, my understanding is there's some concern about once some of the abstractors are in there working, that they're taking their mask off when they're working at a particular workstation. So I wondered what our in county building rules were as far as wearing a mask. I mean, my understanding is that, like, when I get up from my desk here and move around, I need to put my mask on. But when I'm sitting here working, I don't have to have my mask on. Now, if you have a stand up desk and you stand up and you stay at your desk, do you wear your mask or you don't wear your mask?
Well, so it's due to the size of the room. The room is, for those who haven't been in there, is much smaller than this room. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a small cubicle setting where there's no dividers, no barriers, anything like that. So for absolute safety, especially if we were putting more people in there, mm-hmm. you know, that's when we would say, okay, the safest thing is if you're going to be here and we're going to have more access, just wear the mask just as another layer of protection. Now, if there's only one, two people in the room, different story, you know, but it is such a small room that if you get 6, 7, 8 people in there, it'd be a good idea to wear the mask.
And there's a lot of moving around in that room.
Yeah.
You have to go to the books that are all over the room. So there's a lot of crisscrossing. I think that's part of the concern.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure that we're continuing to move forward on that.
Yep.
At some point, masks are just going to go away. I mean,
I really hope so, but I'm beginning to lose hope on that because
did a study that said the 6 feet versus 60 feet makes no difference mm-hmm. in the transmission.
Sure.
So,
but we need to have the powers that be that are sending the rules down our way to agree with that. And I think that if there were some light at the end of the tunnel, it might improve our vaccination rate. I mean, some people are saying, why should I bother to get vaccinated if I still have to wear my mask and I still have to socially distance 6 feet? It feels like there's no point.
Right.
Okay. If nothing more, motion to go into executive session. Mr. Horton, second. Mr. Potter, all in favor?
Aye.
Vote. We are headed into executive session.
Amanda, for the last item, we're going to need to have two people come back in. Okay. I don't know how, Mike. Do you lock it?
We can put them in the waiting room.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're in regular session. And the second.
I need a roll call.
Okay.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Gone.
Okay.
That resolution carries. Thank you very much.
You still doing the tour?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Motion and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. We are still doing a tour of the new building or the upgrades. If you're interested, meet out front there.